Hello, friends. Coming at you here with something to say from some random tidbit. Daniel is messaging me right now because he wants to record, and I should probably do that. But let's finish this episode first. I'm watching a YouTube video, and there's a magician, and he asks the guest to shuffle, and the guest is kind of famous. And he asks the guest to shuffle, and the guest's like, I don't actually really know how to shuffle that well. I'm just going to do like the granny shuffle, which is ironic because I think most grandmothers are card sharks. And so he does this kind of just, you know, pulling cards out and flopping them on top kind of thing, just mixing it up by hand. And it, yeah, whatever. Okay. I thought I can shuffle. That's a good skill to have. That's one of those things that I remember pretty early on. You saw the nose and the don't nose, you know, you see somebody do the, whatever you even call it, the riffle shuffle, you know, where you split the deck in half and then you go, and then you do the bridge. That's the next level. The riffle shuffle is like one bit of complexity, and then a bridge is another. And then there is layers to shuffling. Yeah. Cause it's kind of a flourish, kind of a cool thing. But then you also learn later on that like those people who just do those really aggressive bridges, they just bend all the cards, and that's really dumb. And like, you know, if your goal is just to shuffle the cards, you probably shouldn't be doing that really wicked, gnarly, like bend the cards at a 90 degree angle, flop them all down on each other, and then do another opposite 90 degree, you know, bridge. You just kind of do the corners like real quick, like whoop, you know, that's like a casino would like do the, I guess I have shuffling machines, but just like flip the corners. And then you don't actually even do a bridge most times, I think. And I saw my friend's dad, who's like, he's actually not like a man's man in like that card carrying way, but he's like sports guy, no, you know, spent a life like playing baseball, probably like chewing tobacco and like playing poker and like all, and golf, like all the kind of man's man things. Like he was really good at, my dad never did any of that stuff. I love my dad, but he just wasn't that guy. So I think that also kind of added to the allure of some of these skills. So anyway, my thought is like the person right now who's on TV shuffling the deck like a fool, I don't think they feel like that big of a fool, but I just thought it was interesting that, I think this applies to a lot of things. My thought process growing up was, well, sometimes with skills like this, with little micro skills, it's kind of twofold. One of them is just a fun challenge, and it's just cool to learn how to do cool stuff like pen twirling. That's just a fun thing to do. It's not even something that I've ever really showed off, I guess. It's just something you see somebody do and you go, that's awesome. I want to learn how to do that. But then there's something like card shuffling where there's a potential, by not being able to do it, there's a potential that you'll look like kind of an idiot in a scenario. So part of my like protections in life is like my coping mechanism for this fear, I guess, is like, I'm going to learn how to do that thing so that I don't have to look like an idiot. And that applies to a lot of things in my life. I'm gonna like dress fashionably enough so that I don't look like a dork and people don't think that I'm a dork. I'm gonna learn, it's a tiny stuff, like I'm gonna learn how to shuffle cards so that I'm not found a fool. Even golf, like I picked up golf in the past 2 years because I was put in a situation where I was like really uncomfortable at Topgolf because I was like golfing with people who knew how to golf and I just felt like an idiot. And so at that moment I was like, all right, well, I'll learn how to golf so that I don't look like an idiot. And I did, and it's a ton of fun. And now I can go to Topgolf and not look like an idiot. I'm not great at golf, but I'm a lot better. And yeah, so I think I'm like fairly good at a ton of stuff because of this. Again, I also do just love picking up random skills. Like I'm pretty good on a finger skateboard, and I don't think anybody's ever seen me do that, except I did upload a video once on Twitter. But yeah, so I do like skills in general. But there are a lot of these like protection, it's like self-protection skills. That's really what it is I want to get good at this thing so that I don't have to look like an idiot. So why do I say all this? Because I think it's pretty interesting that it doesn't actually fix the root of the problem, where if I was just a person who felt comfortable looking like an idiot, then I wouldn't need to like learn all these things, you know? And I think in some senses, it's just a better way to be, because what you're also doing is propping up the idea that people don't know how to do this, look like idiots, when you learn how to do that thing so that you don't look like an idiot, where when you do the opposite and you just have the kind of, really, it's like the person with inner confidence is the person who looks like an idiot because they're just okay with it. And then they don't look like an idiot because that's just how they carry themselves. They're not wounded by this. And then other people feel more comfortable around them. And to also, like, the standards are lowered for, like, shuffling cards, you know? And it's like, it's okay because they're not self-conscious. They're secure. Yeah. So the person who shuffles the cards like an idiot on TV is actually more secure and confident than the person who confidently shuffles the cards like a pro. Random thought. I'll be seeing you.